Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 15, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 13. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. We who are strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about things like this. We must not just please ourselves. We should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord. For even Christ didn't live to please himself. As the scriptures say, "The insults of those who insult you, O God, have fallen on me." Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. And the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you so that God will be given glory. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors. He also came so that the Gentiles might give glory to God for his mercies to them. That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this, I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name." And in another place it is written, "Rejoice with his people, you Gentiles." And yet again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise him, all you people of the earth." And in another place Isaiah said, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hope on him." I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Once again, that was Romans chapter 15 verses 1 through 13 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. It is so easy to be divided. People so frequently make a big deal over the non-essentials. Paul wrote to the Church of Rome for the sake of unity. Jews and Gentiles are saved and united in one gospel, not by works, culture, law, or customs, but by trust in Jesus. The Holy Spirit lives in us and changes our minds and lives. Different customs can be respected, but they are not essential. We are united in the gospel. For a Christian, the gospel alone is our unwavering North Star. We cannot compromise on this. In everything else, preferences, politics, entertainment, and more, we need to allow for differences while remaining united in Christ. Is the gospel your North Star and your basis for unity? We can't live without hope. God's hope is not just wishful thinking, it is based on his promises. And he always keeps his promises. He is always faithful. Verse 4 says that scripture gives us endurance and encouragement so that we can have hope. Spending time in God's word reminds us of God's character and God's promises. If you are hearing this, you are taking the time to focus on what is really important. Quote, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit," end quote, from what we just read in verse 13. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you be better about not compromising on the essentials of faith but giving grace in the other areas? In what area of your life do you especially need God's hope today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.